a probiotic.
Good morning. It's a lovely white day everywhere. Mark the Freedom Poet here. Scott Hennin will be along shortly, I guess. The roads, the snowplow crews are stretched thin, and so traveling along the city's highways and byways is taking a little more time than usual. So Scott will be here soon. This is the What's on Your Mind preview program, and as we look ahead to being together all the way until 5 o'clock, and then after that we have continued talk programming here at AM 1100 The Flag and in the Bakken at KTGO. Welcome everybody. I'm pleasantly surprised. I expected to wake up to, as I put on my nice blue long John underwear, I thought I was going to have to feel some kind of that unusual cold pain, but it isn't, because the heavy winds that we were expecting haven't shown up yet. Apparently they'll be starting to ratchet around and pummel the Devil's Lake area earlier this morning and reach into the Red River Valley by later in the day. And we do have a fair amount of snow, and it's going to continue snowing, probably 6-8 inches, and then with gusts up to 30 in the afternoon and into the evening, the winter storm warning continues. It's going to be 2 or 3 more inches of snow from, this is from the Bismarck, the Tioga area, winter storm warning across the south central North Dakota, and western and north central North Dakota, but it's just the winter advisory out there in the Tioga area, mostly an inch or two more from Headinger to Dickinson, Hazen, through Watford City, Williston, and Minot to Towner, Rugby, and Rolla. Gusty winds, though, will cause reduced visibility and blowing and drifting snow, but then it gets dangerously cold. Dickinson says they expect wind chills like 40 below and worse by Thursday or Friday, so very serious. In the valley, because of the more snow, when the wind comes, it's going to get pretty interesting. Now, since 06, Fargo has added 1,000 lane miles to Fargo roads, but hasn't added a new snowplow truck, so that's why it's taking them a little longer. They got all hands on deck, and so for the city's public works director, said something must give in 2015. They've only added 5 full-time street employees since 2009. However, they are going to add a new plow, and they're going to beef up. That the goal is. Hello, Scott, how are you doing? Are you out there driving? Oh, Scott.
I am indeed. How are you?
I'm fine. Did you notice that a lot of the roads aren't plowed yet? It seems, I was just reading a story here, the snowplow crews are stretched thin. I noticed there were several that hadn't been visited yet.
Yeah, I mean, the main thoroughfares are, and I don't know that there was enough snow that really messes you up. I tend to think that rather than, snowplows being the problem, I think we're the problem. I'm actually on the lookout for those pesky winter weather drivers that kind of make you crazy. You know which ones I'm talking about?
The ones that rip past you and kick up some dust and follow too close and are just abrupt running red lights?
Yeah, they've got to get somewhere, and they're the only one in a hurry, and, never mind you or the rest of the road conditions, I guess. I don't know, but it's one of our questions today. And I'm looking at some guy just came, turned down to university off of 25th and fishtailing onto the university, and barely avoiding a car or two. I mean, the stupidest of all pet peeves that I have, anyway, of drivers is just the speed, right? Because If there's snow or the conditions are slick, I mean, the easiest thing you can do is just drive to the conditions. And it's amazing how many people you see just act as if there's no snow out there. And I'm watching right now on your behalf.
I was amazed how many plow trucks Fargo has. 18. And only 6 of them are without wings. That's pretty cool. Seems like a lot of snowplows, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, then they go 24-7 when there's a weather incident, so they can cover a lot of ground.
Yep,
you know, I don't know. I bristle with stories a little bit. I bristle a little bit at stories that, oh, you know, we have X about more roadway now, so we've got to do more with less manpower. Welcome to the world. I mean, everybody does more with less, right? I mean, look at the size of our staff. It's smaller than you know, radio stations that I was a part of serving, you know, same territory in the 70s. You know, just that happens. We all get more efficient and smarter about what we do. And, you know, I don't think the answer always has to be, oh, okay, well, we have more to do, so therefore we need to spend more taxpayer money, you know.
And, of course, there are some interesting lulls between storms. You know, usually during the winter, do you average, on average, would you say one big storm a month? I mean, sometimes it's different. I remember when there was 5 in April back in 08, but most years it seems like it's, and of course the year of the great big flood, it was a zillion of them.
Yeah, I don't know that you could put that on a clock. It just seems like it's so erratic where you go in fits and starts, and that's the other thing. You can't build your snowplow shed for, you know, the mother of all blizzards either, right? You got to just take an average there somewhere in between. I'm following a vehicle with the North Carolina plate right now. They seem to be getting it right. Do you think the out-of-staters actually are better at winter driving because they're not used to it, so they're more cautious?
No. They have no idea which way to turn their wheels. I was going to school by San Antonio, and the only snowstorm in like 30 years hit, and it was like bumper cars on the bridge over the Guadalupe River. It was completely jammed. It was funny, but it was pathetic. They have no clue. They just spin around, spin in the ditch, run into each other. It's absolutely like a cartoon. They have never seen that before, some of them.
Here's a question we have, and maybe it'll help folks drive a little better when these weather events come. What is your worst winter weather driving pet peeve? You know, what are you seeing among fellow motorists? What advice do you have to motorists, whether they're lifelong residents of the Northern Plains or whether they're new to the area? Maybe we can help the next storm that comes along just have a little better driving conditions. And I'm not of the opinion that it's newcomers that are necessarily all the ones that are the worst offenders, because you look at the accident tally from this first storm. I think it's a case of just getting used to, you know, the conditions. That seems to be more than anything the big issue that we tend to, you know, forget from winter to winter. And I can't figure out why, but we want to know what you consider to be the worst of the worst in the way of winter driving conditions or habits out there at 855-200-1776. Number one on my list would be speed. And number two on my list would be just rudeness. You know, where you're cutting in front of people or doing, you know, stuff that would be rude with normal driving conditions, but are downright dangerous in winter conditions. But speed and just, you know, rude driving habits would be tops of my list. Mark, I don't know about you.
I've had several close calls on downgrades, you know, where there's a stoplight at the bottom of a hill and coming over the crest of the hill too fast. I almost went in the Missouri River one time, but I hit the top of that thing too hard, and that's extremely dangerous. People have to know where there's grades, because once you hit the top, if you're going too fast, you're not going to be able to stop if there's an intersection at the bottom. I've had several really kind of scary moments, and I think you're right. I think in the first month of snow, you underestimate momentum, slipperiness, and following too close is another monster thing.
I remember one incident down by Brookings, South Dakota, one time. Came up on a hill, got over the hill, and there was a deep, it was middle of nowhere, but deep, steep downward incline. And, you know, we're crawling along, but the speed from just going downhill kept adding speed and ended up taking a little twirl into the ditch. It could have ended very badly. That actually ended okay, but you just brought me back to that moment. But about every treacherous situation can be solved by slowing down.
The The one that's most devilish is the scattered ice and the black ice on the freeways that you think, oh, this looks like good footing. I guess they've been out here. They've iced it. They've sprinkled sand and salt and everything's cool. And all of a sudden, boom, especially on an overpass or something, you're just spinning like a top, you know. The surprise ice, the black ice, very dangerous stuff. And I'm looking here at that highway map, North Dakota highway map, every single major road has got ice compacted snow or snow covered, as it is from the border most of 29. Ice compacted snow, scattered ice, scattered snow drifts. Basically, you know, there's not a clean road in the state.
Well, that's my road report. We'll give you a little preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind, but we want to know your winter weather driving pet peeves. 855-200-1776. Let us have them. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Mark will be back with sports at the bottom of the hour, too, so stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people that call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinton. My road report is completed, and there are more jerks on the road than I'd like to have there be out there. My winter weather a driving pet peeve would be just that. Too many jerks on the road. What defines a jerk? It's very obvious, I think. Steve, can you define what a winter weather driving jerk would be?
Now, I don't want to call somebody a jerk, but I will say this. There are some uninformed drivers or drivers who are not used to driving in winter conditions on North Dakota roads. I will point my finger directly at the growth we've had with the oil patch. We have a lot of people from out of state that are up here in North Dakota and states that are not cold weather states, or at least to the extent of winter driving that we're used to. That caused a lot of problems when you're not used to the conditions. And, yeah, that white stuff is slippery.
Well, my experience with newbie drivers is they're a little more cautious. They're going a little slower. You know?
Sometimes that's a bigger problem.
Well, I disagree. I think the ones that really that I would put in the jerk category, sorry to be so strong with that, is somebody that's cutting in front of you, or you know running a red light when you really shouldn't. I mean, you know, if you're going to cut it a little bit close on a red light, that's fine if the road conditions are perfect. But in days like this, you should go, you know, out of your way to say, oh, I'm going to slow down because I think that's about to go yellow, you know, not the other way. So speed would be the big thing for me that is heavy in the jerk factor. And then just flat out rude behavior. Just flat out, you know, you off, or I've got to get where I've got to get, so I don't care. That's my list. You have a pet peeve that just drives you crazy with folks out there?
Yeah, for the most part, people with four-wheel drives, and I'm one of them, that think four-wheel drive stops you on ice, and it does not. It does have an advantage because it will get you out of a condition or a situation a little quicker. It'll get you going a little faster if you're run up against and give you a little bit more control while driving. But you don't stop any faster just because you have a four-wheel drive.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the two words that could fix everything. Regardless of whether you have a four-wheel drive or a Yugo, slow down. Just slow down. Here's a contribution to our pet peeve question.
My biggest pet peeve in winter driving conditions is headlights, or lack thereof headlights. Headlights. Turn them on, people. Turn them on. You can't see cars coming when they're coming, when they want to pass another car because there's another snowbank coming across the road. You don't know who's where. You don't see them. If you don't see any headlights. Number two is speed. Too many people drive too fast for winter conditions. Us people up here up north, we do it all the time. People with all-wheel drive vehicles, they think that it's just because they got all-wheel drive that they can drive like it's on bare pavement until you see them turned over in the ditch. Some are my number two pet peeves about driving in the winter. Thank you.
All right. We'll even take a top three if you really want to go there. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. 855-200-1776. Drop us an email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm with him on speed. And headlights is sort of a no-brainer, I guess, isn't it?
Well, a lot of the vehicles now have automatic headlights anyway, but I would say this, they don't do a whole lot of good when they're covered with snow, so make sure that they are cleared off. Same with the taillights. Make sure that they are cleared off when you're driving.
Your winter driving pet peeves today on the program. And by the way, is this storm a bust? Do we consider this a bust compared to what they were predicting? Or I guess the wind hasn't coincided as much with the snow yet, right?
Well, it's pretty windy in Bismarck today. You get out of town. I just took a little drive out to the interstate, and it's reduced visibility with this north wind coming across the interstate, across I-94. In the Bismarck area, we're looking at diminished visibility. I'd say a quarter to a half a mile at some places.
Now, Bismarck has 17-mile-an-hour winds right now, but Fargo and Grand Forks, 12 and 10 miles an hour. Devil's Lake, 5. Let's see here. Jamestown, 20 miles an hour, so kicking around pretty good at Jamestown, I guess. Let's see here. At Williston, 4 miles an hour. Minot, 5 miles an hour. Cuyahoga and Stanley at 18 and 16 miles an hour, but it isn't, you got to really search for that 20 and above stuff, so it isn't quite as treacherous as we thought. I like to know. Right? I'd rather they err on the side of, hey, this thing could be a little bit ugly than where did this come from? So I never mind. I'm not one of those that pile on the weather service. Who do we have for guests today on the program? Well, I'll tell you that. Blue Cross Blue Shield President Paul Von Ebers will be on the program. Heads up the Blues in North Dakota. They've decided not to extend the discontinued health plans because of Obamacare. You know, the president came out and said, hey, insurance companies, you do this. So he's going to tell us his reasoning. And essentially what he's saying is it would have a negative impact on everybody else. And, you know, I got a kick out of this whole Obamacare thing. Really, it started with the idea of, okay, some people don't have insurance. Let's provide a new platform so they get insurance. They don't cost the rest of the, you know, healthcare market money. And now Obamacare is doing that. So anyway, we'll tackle that topic and more and welcome your questions for the head of the Blue Cross Blue Shield, Paul Von Ebers.
Great plan. It's a great idea. You know, if people that can't afford health insurance, gee, let's figure out a way where we can help them out get health insurance. But I'm not paying for it. That was the problem. The only plan they could come up with was, well, everybody else has to pay for it. So what's happening is the bulk of the population have to pay for the minority of the population because they're not pulling their weight.
I talked to Paul Von Ebers in the middle of this debate way back in 2010, and I remember him saying, Scott, I voted for Barack Obama. Probably shouldn't say that here in the middle of North Dakota because I'm in a minority, but I am a Democrat, and I did vote for him. And, you know, I could be considered a supporter of his, but we're not for this plan, and here's why. It's not good for health care. So I'm curious now, a few years removed, how he sees this, you know, playing out. So looking forward to that conversation. Next hour, rather than our 10 o'clock hour, it's our usual talk radio town hall on Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer taking your calls. And by the way, if you want to make sure you get your question in for Kevin, you can call right now, 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave your question or comment, and then we'll make sure we get it in the 10 o'clock hour. We always advise that ahead of our conversation with Congressman Cramer because we very often don't get to all the calls. And last Wednesday, we had calls that didn't get in. So that's a good way to assure yourself you're going to get your question in if you call early. 855-200-1776, extension number 1. So anyway, looking forward to taking your calls. Want to know what those winter driving pet peeves are? Questions about Blue Cross Blue Shield and for Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up on the program. I'm rested and ready after a little battle with the flu bug yesterday, so glad to be back. All right? We'll load her up. Thank you, Steve. Chat with you in a sec, okay?
Sounds good, my friend.
Not quite a sec, but about a half hour. Steve will be back. He'll be taking your calls. Get cranking.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Clock 8:32. Light snow, freezing fog, north wind at about 12 miles an hour, 21 degrees in Fargo at this hour. In Tioga, light snow, northwest wind, north-northwest at 18, 5 degrees as we speak. Williston 4, Minot 4, Grand Forks, light snow and 17 degrees. Jamestown, light snow and 11. Winds north at 20 miles an hour, Jamestown. Mobridge, South Dakota, and Jamestown take the cake for the wind. And where the wind is definitely going to be a bit of an issue. I have another item to add to my list of winter weather driving pet peeves. Speed was number one. Jerk-like behavior is number two.
Jerk-like.
You know, just... Is jerk the wrong word? I mean, not really thinking. I mean, not being
selfish,
respectful of your fellow motorists.
That's right. And it really bothers me when trucks do that.
Trucks, I find trucks to be the most kind because they realize they command the road. And, you know, I mean, it's not fun being behind a truck, but what can a truck do in that?
Here's my biggest pet peeve of all in the winter. If a truck passes you too fast. So you have almost a vacuum with heavy roads, and you get completely, you're like a person in one of those funny little bubbles with the snowflakes. You turn upside down, you're completely lost in a vortex of swirling snow.
What's too fast? If you're pucking along at 20 and he wants to go 40, has he gone too fast?
Maybe. I don't know. If you see somebody that's pussing along, they might have an eye issue. A lot of older people have some problems with, you know, when it's really visibility, you get multiply the challenges. If you've got any kinds of eye issues, and if you see I'm asking the truckers if they see somebody limping along, realize they're already got issues don't blow them away.
We have guests from the National Weather Service on, so my third item for the pet peeve winter driving list will have to wait. Oh. I'll keep you in suspense.
Okay, then.
All right. Jim Kaiser, National Weather Service meteorologist, is here. Jim, how are you? Hi, Jim. Can you hear me?
Pet peeves on winter driving.
Yeah,
like when your windshield wiper decides to grab the other one and bend on your way to work in the morning.
That wouldn't be good.
And it's snowing and blowing.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah, this morning. Can you believe that?
No kidding. So your windshield wipers were fighting each other.
Yeah, they were.
They were dueling. A little fencing. Oh, I've had windshield wipers just stop in the middle of a significant snow event.
Or they get a big frozen gob on them.
Yeah, that's not fun either. We'll add that one to the list for sure.
There you go.
So this winter storm warning, some seem to think, hey, where is it? What happened? Is it less than we thought it was going to be? Is it a bit of a bust, or is it just on the lower end of the predictability scale?
I think it's still unfolding. I think it's not going to be, you know, one of these Armageddon storms. This is a typical December snowstorm. I still think we'll probably end up with 5, 6, 7 inches. The caveat with this storm is it's so prolonged. It's going to snow all day into the evening, and you're going to get an inch every 2 or 3 hours. And after, a 12 to 18-hour period, you're going to actually have enough snow that's going to accumulate and cause some trouble spots. And then this afternoon, the winds will pick up, and it'll blow the stuff around, and that'll make travel even harder in open country.
Got it. So the wind part of this is yet to come, the significant wind.
Yeah, that should be this afternoon. And, you know, you're going to see the gusts at 30 miles an hour pretty easy blowing the stuff around.
And it's a light enough snow where that's not going to be a pretty picture once that hits.
Yeah.
And then the snow just keeps coming through early morning hours into tomorrow.
the accumulating snow will probably end overnight. But with those winds, it'll be really hard to tell what's actually falling and what's just suspended in the air.
Got it. And then following that, the Arctic blast, right?
Yeah, and then the sub-zero temperatures for the next who knows how long.
Got it.
Five days.
What we've had has been worthy of a winter storm warning, in your view?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's still coming. It's ongoing. It's still snowing as far back as, looks like Rapid City. So it's still snowing to the west. Bismarck's still getting snow. So it's not close to over.
Yeah, and I guess, if I look outside South University in Fargo here, I would say it's winter. I don't know that it's a storm. That may change, obviously, when winds start gusting, though, and more.
Yeah, the prolonged nature will cause enough of an issue this afternoon and tonight.
Got it. And after the Arctic blast is through, as you look out a piece, what are we looking like here?
This blast comes through, and it might not be so bad through the weekend, where we'll actually stay, looks like a little more cloudy than we were thinking initially, so temperatures overnight won't get so cold. But then on Monday, a reinforcing shot, and probably even colder temperatures by early next week, with, you know, the highs, sub-zero, lows, going to be that 20 to 30 below, depending on if we can clear out overnight or not.
Indeed. All right. Well, we appreciate the update very much, Jim. Thank you, and good luck getting those wipers fixed.
Yeah, appreciate it. You're welcome.
All right, take care. Jim Kaiser, National Weather Service meteorologist in Grand Forks. Winter storm warning remains in effect. Winter weather, and that, by the way, is mainly for the eastern end of the state, western Minnesota. So winter weather advisory out of the patch, although the cold has already come to the patch.
I think it's going to be a lot worse tomorrow when all this wind comes and you have another 6 inches of snow.
Yeah.
It could be quite interesting.
I think as we go throughout the day and the night, sounds to be the worst of it, right? Because the snow will at least end overnight. You'll have winds tomorrow, and it'll be colder. Take your poison, I guess, right? Pick your poison.
Yeah.
All right. So there's, the storm part of this sounds like just the pure length of the amount of time it's snowing combined with the winds. Followed by the cold. So
the accrual.
He explained it well for me. I'm satisfied. Yes. Okay, so we better check sports. What is the deal now with this woman who shot a fellow Alabama fan because she wasn't upset enough about the Alabama
loss?
That's
right. I mean, she just couldn't believe here after Alabama was going for the three-peat, and in the last second, the field goal was run 108 yards back, and Auburn beat the invincible Alabama team. She could not believe that her friend was not outraged, incensed, and so she killed her.
That seems like an overreaction, Mark.
It does. It's a rather overreaction, and, you know, it's got to be horrible.
Leave the party.
Storm out. Storm out. Be huffy. But
yeah.
Don't, folks.
Just say you're no Bama fan and walk out.
Yeah, that would be a much better choice.
My Lord.
Oof.
This is a sign of a slight cultural problem in this country.
Oh.
That we kill people over a lack of outrage over a foot, football game loss, for crying out loud.
And they were on the same team. I mean, they both loved Bama.
Yeah.
That's just ironic.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Sad.
Pitiful.
Sick. Come on with another one. Your turn.
Demented.
Yes, exactly right.
Perverted.
Very bad sign. All right.
Culturally crushed.
Right. Now, Bama still has a shot, but some things have to happen.
Oh, yeah. Like Ohio State, who has not lost a single game in 2 years under Coach Meyer. They weren't eligible last year, you know, because of the previous, shall we say, peccadilloes of the prior administration. Right. So they've won 24 in a row under his regime. They're undefeated. They know how to win, and that's the only thing they've learned how since Meyer's been there. Then we got Florida State. So you got two undefeated teams would have to lose here, and they play their championship. And then now, Auburn is be playing Missouri to see if they get to play somebody. And so we're down to four teams. Alabama's the odd man out.
Bison play this weekend?
Yeah, and they are just super. They got eight guys, first team all-conference. Rubio and Berea are in Mexico City with a media horde. You know, they both speak fluent Spanish, so they're having the big international NBA game there tonight against the Spurs. And Rubio and Berea, big, big hits. And that's pretty exciting.
And by the way, did they solve the dilemma on where the game is going to be viewed? Isn't it on one of the pay-per-view channels now on ESPN? Chris, do you know if they get that figured out? I know there was a battle over that and some complaints about. I think it's now at least available. They're making some progress. Anything else?
Well, I really like what they're talking about in Nolasco. They're giving him a four-year contract. This guy's pitched 190 innings every year for 3 years. His ERA is 3.5. Putting 190 innings in a year, we haven't had a pitcher do that for 3 years since Santana. So
solid addition.
Solid addition. We only had two pitchers in their high four ERAs, so he's just a real treat.
Noticed you haven't mentioned the Timberwolves yet. Did they lose?
They didn't play. They're in Mexico City tonight at this big la-di-da. Oh, and I am kind of sad. We lost out on the A.J. Przinski Stakes.
Did you mention the Timberwolves already?
I did.
Oh. I'm sorry. I missed that.
That's all right.
I missed that you...
Well, you nodded off like that man driving that train in New York. He nodded off and hit a 30-mile-an-hour curve at 82 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's very sad.
No, he gets to live with it. He's just distraught, you know.
Awful. Yeah. How about the Vikes? Who's going to be the quarterback?
Oh,
what's going on there?
It better be. Castle played so great after he came in. If he isn't, there's somebody fell on their head about four times.
Yeah. So Ponder.
Not only that, look at how he helped facilitate Peterson. Just wild. You know, now Peterson has five 200-plus yard games. Only Tiki Barber tied him, and O.J. Simpson had six in their entire career.
Story out of the AP here says, even if Ponder passes the NFL-mandated protocol for returning from a concussion this week, Coach Leslie Frazier is looking at changing quarterbacks for non-injury reasons for the fourth time in 13 games.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Matt did a good job in relief. We'll monitor Christian's health throughout the week, and we'll sit down and talk as a staff to see what's the best direction to go.
Yeah, that means Castle is starting.
You think so?
Well,
it should.
Frazier doesn't want to be burnt in effigy.
Yeah.
We beat the Bears, you know. That's always cool.
Is Freeman a flop?
I think so. I he's had some injury issues, but, you know, he had a good average. He can throw a long ways. He seems to have all the stuff. Maybe he just hasn't plugged into the system well enough.
All right. Anything else on the sports front we haven't covered?
Well, we got to just say, go Bison. What an amazing group of people. But all I can think of.
How about your Wild?
Oh, the Wild, they I think they're playing tonight. I'm sorry, I didn't check that. They didn't play last night.
That's all right.
Oh, well.
Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I'm floundering in life again once in a while.
There you go. All right, we'll check the sports here. We did the sports. We're going to check the weather in greater detail. Coming up next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chase's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's ice cream, social cookie decorating, bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment at the 502 restaurant, and a big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Before you go, Mr. Mark, I forgot to share the third item on my pet peeve list. And our question of the day, what winter weather driving habits of your fellow motorists most belong on your pet peeve list? Number one of mine was speeding. Number two was just general rude behavior, cutting you off, not being smart, running through a red light, that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Number three, somebody who obviously left house in a hurry and used maybe a credit card to scratch a peephole windshield. Never mind the driver's side or, you know, passenger side doors or the back.
They're just driving in the dark.
No, they look like they're driving one of those little tanks.
Yep.
You know, somewhere and want to have.
That's very dangerous.
Yeah. So that's then number three.
Yeah.
I wonder if the law enforcement officials pull somebody over for that ever.
They can. It's absolutely a law. They've got to have the windows and the mirrors and the back windows got to be clear.
Do you think they enforce that?
Well, you know, the thing is, when people are doing it, there's other issues, you know. They had a rash of accidents in the last couple of days.
Chris has a note here for me. Police have been citing people who don't clear their windows off of ice and snow and can't see. So they're telling us they're doing that? Or do you... Oh, I see. You said some of the media folks have been highlighting that that is an area of focus. So maybe it won't have to be on my pet peeve list much longer, Mark.
Well, that's because they'll all be in jail eating that funny food.
Margaret on our Facebook page says the jerk who follows too close and goes too fast. She's using the jerk word.
I know it. It must be acceptable.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too strong with the...
Oh, no.
Referring to folks as jerks?
No, I think if people really literally jeopardize somebody's safety because of their selfishness and their impatience, I think they're jerkish.
Is that, are we fostering, fellow rude behavior by calling someone else a jerk? Should we?
Only if we demonstrate the wrong finger.
How would you better handle that situation? Rather than saying, in other words,
you know what it says?
You have a young child in the car with you. Someone cuts you off. Do you say, gosh, that person really irritates me, and I really wish they wouldn't do that? And
I think you should pray for them. They're probably going to hell.
Well, that's a little strong.
Wow.
I go from jerk, now you come condemned to hell.
No, but my point is, they probably are living in a sad and selfish world, and they probably need prayer. They probably don't have a lot of friends acting like that if they're super type A aggressive people.
I had a priest one time tell me that, because I think the worst kind of swearing there is to take the Lord's name in vain. It just about makes my head want to pop.
I don't think I've ever heard you do that.
Well, I try very hard not to. But anyway, because to me, that's the worst of the worst. When I hear other people doing it, just flipping, you know, we sit by some people at a hockey game every now and then, and, you know, it's part of the English language for them. So I have a very hard time not wanting to turn around and say, seriously, you're offending me repeatedly here. Can you clean it up, right? So I asked the priest about it one time. Saying, you know, it really bugs me. And his advice was pray for him, just like yours. So you're priestly, Mark.
But I got to say there's another thing that really, really bothers me. And that's people texting and using a cell phone when we just got two little narrow lanes. And when the roads are really precarious and you got somebody zipping by you, pushing the speed limit.
Well, that's illegal in good weather.
Yeah, but it's doubly amplified in bad weather.
You want me to add that to the list?
I think you should.
Okay.
Using the cell phones either for...
Are they a jerk or are we praying for them?
Let's be praying for them. Let's pray for people today, folks. Everybody needs prayer.
Exactly right. Thank you. Very helpful. Now you know my number three list. All right, I got a couple minutes for weather. Let me tell you what we're looking at. We chatted with the National Weather Service fellow earlier, and you got the gist of this, which is snow. Quite a lot of snow. Adding a couple inches an hour. Is what he's talking about. Chance of precip at 90%. On the Red River Valley side of things, snow with patchy blowing snow. Temps falling to around 13 by early evening. Blustery with a north wind at 14 to 20. Gusts as high as 25. Chance of precip 90%. Talking total daytime snow accumulation in the forecast here of 3 to 5 inches. But if we're going to snow into the early morning hours...
Already 4 or 5 out there.
Yeah, I'm thinking of maybe more than that. Tonight, snow likely with widespread blowing snow before midnight, then patchy blowing snow, chance of snow after midnight, cloudy, but 1 below for a low tonight. Wind chill values as low as 20 because the winds are going to be gusting. Get a load of this. West-northwest, 18 to 22, gusting as high as 29.
I live in a wind tunnel, and I might be snowed in the morning, so...
There you go.
I'll have to start early.
Get you a snowplow to drive.
Yeah.
Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 4. Windshield values down to minus 22. Thursday night, cloudy by 10 below. Friday, partly sunny. The high Friday, 1 above. And that'll continue into the weekend. Saturday, 7 below for a high. Sunday, a balmy 5 above. In the oil patch, snow with widespread blowing snow before noon today. More snow afternoon, a high about 4 above. Windshield values dropping to 20 below. Northwest winds 17 to 20, gusting as high as 28. Wind is going to be the issue in the patch today. Snow accumulation, not so much. Tonight, patchy blowing snow. Chance for flurries. Cloudy, low 13 below. Wind chills, minus 30. Northwest winds tonight, 15 to 18, gusting as high as 25. Tomorrow, cloudy and cold. Steady temp around 11 below. Wind chill, minus 35. Again, northwest winds up there, 13 to 16, gusting to 24. And Friday, cloudy, cold, 10. Saturday, 10 below, that is. Saturday, minus 12. Sunday, minus 2. So it's just chilly everywhere.
Brr, yikes. And Dickinson, 40 below wind chill coming.
Fargo, 21 right now. Tioga, 3 above, light snow.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.